Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with IRS Chief Information Officer Todd Grahams. Also joining us in our conversation is Jeff Smith. Todd, in our last segment, you described a real monumental effort within IRS, certainly traumatic at times with this transformation. How has the modernization effort impacted the culture at IRS?
The modernization efforts impacted the culture at the IRS in several ways, Al. First, I would say the fundamental shift from paper to electronic business has made our, you know, those aspects where we have been able to apply that faster, more accurate, and at a lower cost. In fact, the growth in e-filing has actually allowed us to shut down some of our submissions processing pipelines and devote those resources to other places in the IRS where they were more needed. So that really has been, you know, a good success story. I would say another way it's changed, and this is more from an IT perspective, but I believe in being able to deliver these systems over the last 2 years, that the IT office has earned a higher level of credibility with the IRS business units, and they now actually expect us to deliver on our commitments to modernize their systems every year. I think that was very evident last year when Commissioner Everson declared that for the 2006 filing season, which is the filing season we're in today, that large corporations and tax-exempt entities would have to file their taxes electronically. That is, it is now mandatory that large corporations and tax-exempt entities file electronically. Paper filing is no longer an option. He couldn't have made that decision last year if we first hadn't been able to deliver the electronic filing capability in 2004, and second, if he and the business did not believe that we'd be able to deliver the additional capabilities that were necessary to put in place over the past year, which included electronic transfer of state return information to participating states. To have the commissioner make a declaration like that when we didn't even have a solution in hand showed that just a sea change from where we were 3 years ago in terms of the confidence in the program. I would just say one last point on this. We're also changing the culture to have a more inclusive approach and involving business units with IT leadership, and hopefully that's a theme that you're picking up here today. But one really good example of that is our current effort to recalibrate the modernization strategy for the next 5 years. The business units are full partners in this effort, and we expect to release a new modernization strategy sometime in March, and that new strategy will guide our modernization plans and investments as we go forward.
Todd, you described your organization as having some 7,000 employees with a budget of about $1.8 billion. That certainly is the size of many large organizations in the private sector. How are you managing your organization more as a business?
We start at the top in setting three goals for the IT organization: improving customer service, delivering modernization, and increasing value. And I feel very strongly that you have to know what your customers want and need in terms of service, as well as how effectively and efficiently you can deliver that service. One of our greatest challenges to improving service and increasing value is leading and leveraging the various disparate components of the IT organization in a way that it becomes one organization rather than a telecom shop, a computing center shop, an applications development organization, an end-user support help desk shop. This has been a really big challenge because until, I guess it was about 7 or 8 years ago when Commissioner Rosati was at the IRS, all of the IT functions were literally scattered across the country and scattered across the business units at that time. So it wasn't until about 6 or 7 years ago that all the IT functions in the IRX actually got pulled in from the field and were put under a corporate CIO. So much of what was done in the past 5 years was spent sorting all of that out and coming up with a corporate help desk, right? A corporate team of field support, getting the data centers to operate on the same page. We're ready to go to the next level now, which is pulling those pieces together to come up with one CIO organization. I think maybe later we're going to talk a little bit about cost accounting and performance metrics, and I think that would be a good time to build on this theme of how we're going to become one IT organization.
Todd, this is sometimes a sensitive subject, but we understand that you've undertaken a great deal of workforce restructuring during your tenure. Can you share some of these details with our listeners?
Sure. Al, this is one of our largest undertakings in the past 2.5 years in IRS IT, And the good news is it's been one of our most successful, and it was critical to be successful in this effort. Over the past 2 years, we have restructured 15% of our workforce. That's about 1,000 positions. To do this large restructuring in this amount of time, we had to implement 3 reduction in forces, or RIFs as they're commonly referred to, over the past year. What led us to this were a series of studies that were actually done before I even came on board as the CIO. So these were on the shelf. They were ready to be acted upon. These studies showed some pretty dramatic things to us, which included stuff like over 30% of our staff at our 3 computing centers were either administrative, overhead, or part of the management chain of command. You can't run a business with over 30% of your people behind the curtain and not devoted to your customer-facing activities. Also, in our field support and at our help desk, these studies showed that we didn't have the right grade levels or the right pay levels in place to attract the kinds of people we needed to. In some cases, we were overpaying what we would need to pay folks to do a job, and in other cases, we were underpaying, and therefore, we were not attracting the kind of talent that we wanted. So that had to be corrected. To do that, knowing that we were going to have to run these RIFs, we approached NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union, to work with us on developing mitigation strategies. And this really is a phenomenal story because Colleen Kelly, the president of NTEU, did not agree with the fact that we were going to run RIFs, which is understandable from her position. But when it became clear that we were going to run these RIFs, she stepped up and was very willing to work with me. We negotiated this personally to come up with the broadest set of mitigation strategies that could reduce the negative impact that the RIF may have on our employees. And at that time, the negative impact could be measured by the fact that 1,000 people were going to lose their jobs and be laid off. So once we had made the decision to do this, we pulled out all stops to reduce that 1,000 to as small a number as possible. We were hoping with the mitigation strategies, early outs, buyouts, job swaps, etc., we were hoping to get that number down to about 200 or 300. But thanks to the dedication and the hard work and the amount of effort that our employees and managers threw into the mitigation program, when we ran the RIFs in October of 2005, we only laid off 21 employees. And for those 21 employees, that's a very bad thing. But looking at it from the broader perspective of what was best for the IRS and IT in the IRS, being able to reduce those 1,000 jobs in jeopardy down to only about 20 actually being laid off was something we were very proud of.
It's very, very impressive.
In addition to changing the skills and number of employees within the IRS, we also understand you've changed the organizational structure.
Well, Jeff, in addition to the frontline restructuring we just talked about, I had to make some radical changes in the structure of the top leadership team in the CIO organization. When I arrived 2.5 years ago, I had about 7 or 8 direct reports, and they were predominantly over the administrative functions, okay, the internal stuff that we needed to run the CIO organization. The actual customer support units that are why we exist as an IT organization were buried 4 levels down in the CIO shop. There were also 2 application development organizations at that time. And there was no office that we've created now and called Enterprise Services, which was responsible for developing the policies and methodologies that we would use running IT at the IRS, and then, if you will, educate folks and police them to make sure things like enterprise lifecycle and enterprise architecture were being adhered to. Today, we have a completely new structure. I've eliminated the layers between the customer support units and my office, so they are now direct reports to the CIO front office. We have restructured so that the administrative functions are under 1 associate CIO who's responsible for management. So I've kept the same number of direct reports the same, but significantly changed the mix to be focused on the business of IT and not on our administrative functions. We also created an enterprise services organization, and we are in the process right now of actually merging the 2 applications development organizations that we have, the business systems development organization and the business systems modernization organization, which are now coming together to be an applications development organization.
So how did you keep employees engaged as all these major changes were taking place?
Well, that's another successful story that we're very proud of in the way our employees have stayed engaged as we've put them through a lot of change over the last 2 years. And it sounds pretty simple, but our efforts at keeping employees engaged throughout these major changes has centered on 3 things. First, a consistent message about our mission and goals. Second, an unyielding commitment to tell the truth. even if that means we have to tell our employees we don't know the answer to something on any given day. Or we can tell them we know the answer, but for some reasons we just can't tell them right now, and we will tell them later. And we have really adhered to that honest and open communication. And finally, to have continuous streams of communication across all levels in the organizations. Just to kind of quantify this, Jeff, our achievements in keeping employees engaged have come through in a Gallup program that we use across the IRS that annually measures employee engagement. It's called the Gallup Q12 program. In 2002 and 2003, in the CIO's organization, our measures for employee engagement were either declining or were stagnant. We just got the results for 2005, and they're very encouraging, as were the results for 2004. In 2004 and 2005, every component of our employee engagement program increased. The stagnant trends were overcome. The declining trends were reversed. And considering that these gains in engagement were made over a period of time when employees were in and the management team was in the midst of three reduction in forces, it really is a testament to their dedication to stay engaged and their dedication to wanting to continue to make IT at the IRS of value to our tax administration system.
What does the future hold for the IRS? We will ask CIO Todd Grahams to discuss this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.